Welcome and thank you for joining us for the Divine Service broadcast live for you from St. Paul's Evangelical Lutheran Church of Oconomowoc, where Christ is in all things as we receive and give the love and hope of Christ.
So in our sermon today, we hear Paul's farewell letter, his final word to Timothy, his son in the faith. And he has some words of encouragement and advice for him. And so we'll hear those and take those to heart.
We pray that hearing God's word, your faith and love in Christ would be strengthened. Pastor Lance Armstrong O'Donnell is the senior pastor. Pastor Jason A. Shockman is the associate pastor. The organist this morning is Miss Allison Mackey. Pastor Shockman preaches the sermon, Remember Christ Jesus.
The Old Testament reading for the 18th Sunday after Pentecost is written in Ruth chapter 1. In the days when the judges ruled, there was a famine in the land, and a man of Bethlehem in Judah went to journey in the country of Moab, he and his wife and his two sons. The name of the man was Elimelech, and the name of his wife, Naomi. And the names of his two sons were Mahlon and Chilion. They were Ephrathites from Bethlehem in Judah. They went into the country of Moab and remained there, but Elimelech, the husband of Naomi, died, and she was left with her two sons. These took Moabite wives. The name of the one was Orpah, and the name of the other was Ruth. They lived there about 10 years, and both Mahlon and Chilion died, so that the woman was left without her two sons and her husband. Then she arose with her daughters-in-law to return to the country of Moab, for she had heard in the fields of Moab that the Lord had visited his people and given them food. So she set out from the place where she was with her two daughters-in-law, and they went on the way to return to the land of Judah. But Naomi said to her two daughters-in-law, Go return each of you to her mother's house. May the Lord deal kindly with you, as you have dealt with the dead and with me. The Lord grant that you may find rest, each of you, in the house of her husband. Then she kissed them, and they lifted up their voices and wept. And they said to her, No, we will return with you to your people. But Naomi said, Turn back, my daughters. Why will you go with me? Have I yet sons in my womb that may become your husbands? Turn back, my daughters, go your way, for I am too old to have a husband. If I should say I have hope, even if I should have a husband this night and should bear sons, would you therefore wait till they were grown? Would you therefore refrain from marrying? No, my daughters, for it is exceedingly bitter for me for your sake that the hand of the Lord has gone out against me. Then they lifted up their voices and wept again. And Orpah kissed her mother-in-law, but Ruth clung to her. And she said, See, your sister-in-law has gone back to her people and to her gods. Return after your sister-in-law. But Ruth said, Do not urge me to go or to leave you or to return from following you. For where you go, I will go, and where you lodge, I will lodge. Your people shall be my people, and your God, my God. Where you die, I will die, and there will I be buried. May the Lord do so to me and more also if anything but death parts me from you. And when Naomi saw that she was determined to go with her, she said no more. And so the two of them went on until they came to Bethlehem. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. In the epistles written in 2 Timothy chapter 2, You then, my child, be strengthened by the grace that is in Christ Jesus. And what you have heard from me in the presence of many witnesses, entrust to faithful men who will be able to teach others also. Share in suffering as a good soldier of Christ Jesus. No soldier gets entangled in civilian pursuits, since his aim is to please the one who enlisted him. An athlete is not crowned unless he competes according to the rules. It is the hardworking farmer who ought to have the first share of the crops. Think over what I say, for the Lord will give you understanding in everything. Remember Jesus Christ, risen from the dead, the offspring of David, as preached in my gospel, for which I am suffering, bound with chains as a criminal. But the word of God is not bound. Therefore I endure everything for the sake of the elect, that they also may obtain the salvation that is in Christ Jesus with eternal glory. The saying is trustworthy, for if we have died with him, we will also live with him. If we endure, we will also reign with him. If we deny him, he also will deny us. If we are faithless, he remains faithful, for he cannot deny himself. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. We rise for the Alleluia in the reading of the gospel. Holy Gospel, according to St. Luke, the 17th chapter. On the way to Jerusalem, Jesus was passing along between Samaria and Galilee, and as he entered a village, he was met by 10 lepers who stood at a distance and lifted up their voices, saying, "Jesus, Master, have mercy on us." And when he saw them, he said to them, "Go and show yourselves to the priests." And as they went, they were cleansed. Then one of them, when he saw that he was healed, turned back, praising God with a loud voice, and he fell on his face at Jesus' feet, giving him thanks. Now he was a Samaritan. Then Jesus answered, "Were not 10 cleansed? Where are the 9? Was no one found to return and give praise to God except this foreigner?" And he said to him, "Rise and go your way. Your faith has made you well." This is the gospel of the Lord.
Now, O Lord, may the words of my mouth and the meditation of all our hearts be acceptable in your sight. O Lord, my God, my rock, and my redeemer. Amen. Grace, mercy, and peace to you from God our Father through our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. Amen. Timothy apparently had a problem. He had a problem with timidity, with fearfulness over what might happen to him because of his calling to serve the Lord. In our epistle reading for today, Timothy's mentor, the Apostle Paul, writes to him to encourage him. Now, if anyone had a right to be worried and fearful, it was Paul. He had been beaten and arrested and run out of towns many times over. And now, as he writes this letter to Timothy, Paul finds himself under arrest, in prison, in Rome. Nero is the emperor, and, well, Nero has gone a little crazy. At night, to light the streets in Rome, he's taking Christians, dunking them in oil, and putting them on sticks, and then lighting them. And you'll never hear that song from Journey again the same way. Streetlights. People. Got her. It is bad, I know. It's so bad, it sticks. Paul isn't going to make it out of this one, and he knows it. This, then, 2 Timothy, is Paul's farewell letter. Paul himself had every right to be fearful and worried, but he wasn't. In fact, instead of pouting and moaning and throwing a pity party, Paul, the prisoner, is reaching out to encourage Timothy, the pastor. Paul knew Timothy. He knew his strengths and weaknesses. He knew Timothy well. Timothy had traveled with Paul on his missionary journeys, and Paul had dispatched Timothy on various tasks over the years. And now Timothy is even the pastor of the church in Ephesus. Paul knew Timothy's personality, and that Timothy could be a little timid, even fearful at times. How about you? Are there things in life that cause you to grow weak and anxious? Things that pull against you as you strive to follow Christ as you know you ought? Are you worried about what you might have to suffer or lose or be forced to give up while striving to be a faithful Christian. In truth, you will have to suffer something in following Jesus. This is nothing new. It should come as no surprise, but it can cause us to pull back, to have some misgivings, to become even weak and wobbly and weary and worried. What will you do when the call to follow Christ means you have to forgive someone you'd rather not forgive? To give up on some old grudge that you really know is only hurting you? What will you do if being a faithful Christian means that your friends and your family members look at you a little different and maybe even keep you at arm's length because you're one of those people? What will you do if following Christ means a sacrifice of your time or even your money? Even in America, Christians have suffered financial penalties for holding to their religious convictions. Some have even gone to jail. And I don't mean years and years ago. I mean recently. And that's what Paul was suffering. And that's what Paul knew Timothy would be faced with. So, how about you? Hear what Paul writes to Timothy as he fortifies him for the fight. He says, "You then, my child, be strengthened." He tells Timothy, "Share in suffering as a good soldier for Christ." He tells Timothy, "You should be like one of those well-disciplined soldiers or one of those hard-working farmers." Well, fine. That's all well and good. But is that it? Is that all we're left with? Buck up? Keep a stiff upper lip? Be a man? Paul isn't just giving Timothy advice to tell him to rely on his own inner resolve and strength as if that could ever be enough. No, not for Timothy. And not for you either. You and I need more than that. We need more than just be calm and carry on. And so Paul gives us much, much more. "You then, my child, be strengthened by the grace that is in Christ Jesus." That's where you'll find your strength. Not in yourself, not in your own reason, not in your own strength, but rather in the grace that is in Christ Jesus. Only there, only in His grace, only in Christ, will you be able to endure all of the suffering and discomfort and denying of self and taking up your cross and following after Jesus that you know being a Christian takes. By the grace that is in Christ Jesus. So Paul encourages us with this exhortation, if you will, this call to faith. Remember Jesus Christ, risen from the dead, the offspring of David, as preached in my gospel. And that's it. There it is. Remember Jesus Christ. This is where we look. This is where we turn in every time of trouble, especially when the suffering looks too daunting, when the valley of the shadow seems too dark. Remember Jesus Christ. This is a remembering of faith, recalling not just a thing, but recalling the one in whom you hope. Remember Jesus Christ. Remember who He is, the very Son of God come in the flesh, God eternal, the second person of the Trinity, He who came down from heaven for us men and for our salvation. He became our true brother, born of the Virgin Mary. He overcame the temptations of the devil in the wilderness, battling him back with the very word of God as our champion. He went about doing good, preaching and teaching and healing by his life and word and action, bringing the very kingdom of God here on earth, delivering the very kingdom of heaven to you. Yes, that Jesus Christ. Remember Jesus Christ, the same Jesus Christ who died on the cross to win your forgiveness. For when the Son of God sheds his blood, it is for you to cover your sins, and they are covered and cleansed and fully forgiven. Jesus did that for you. Your sins have been wiped out, washed away. You've been set free from the devil's accusations. You have been acquitted in God's courtroom because your punishment has already been paid. Jesus did that for you on the cross. Remember Jesus Christ, risen from the dead. Yes, Christ is risen. See, you do remember. Death has been demolished. The tomb has been laid bare. Christ is arisen, and now he lives forevermore. And because he lives, you will live also. Christ shares his resurrection victory with you. You have been baptized into Christ's death and resurrection. The grave is not the end for you. When you die, you will be with the Lord in paradise, true. And when he comes again, then your faith will be fulfilled and you will be raised up, your body made to be like his glorious body, no longer subject to death and disease and decay. And you and I and all those who have trusted in Christ will live in Christ forever, no longer encumbered by sin's seductions and sadness. Living forever in a restored creation that will surpass anything you and I could even begin to hope or imagine. Remember Jesus Christ, risen from the dead, the offspring of David as preached in my gospel. Paul writes here, here is where the Old Testament and the New Testament come together. Jesus. In Jesus, who is the Christ, the Messiah, the Son of David, prophesied from long ago, the fulfillment of every word of the Old Testament, and Jesus, the one preached in the apostolic gospel, the good news of the New Testament, the one that is spread around the world and continues to be shared and declared even today. Remember Jesus Christ, risen from the dead, the offspring of David, as preached in my gospel. Well, it's not really my gospel. It's the same gospel you preach, too. It's the same gospel that is preached today around the world. It is the exact same good news Paul proclaimed that we proclaim. Nothing has changed. It is still the best news you will ever hear. The Creator of all that ever was or is or will be has made peace with you by the blood of his cross. God has made you his own. The dangers you fear, they cannot harm you. Christ has overcome them. He is risen from the dead, and you will rise too. If God is for you, who can be against you? Can whatever suffering or loss you may have to endure in this world even begin to compare with the salvation that is already yours in Jesus Christ? Can any of the slight and momentary afflictions of this world even begin to compare with the weight of the glory that is yours in Jesus' resurrection and life? No way. We are more than conquerors through him who loved us. And Paul knew the only way to strengthen Timothy for the difficulties that he would endure would be this: be strengthened. by the grace that is in Christ Jesus. And this grace is where you will be strengthened for whatever you have to face. This grace that is in Christ Jesus. This grace Christ promises is poured out and delivered to you. Here in the waters of baptism, where you are united with Christ in His death and resurrection. Here at the Lord's table, where His fiery body and blood are given and shed for you for the forgiveness of sins as you receive them. Here in the word of absolution, as Christ's own word is declared to you. In the stead and by the command of Jesus Christ, your sins are forgiven. Here, these simple means by which the Holy Spirit is delivering to you Christ. He's all you need. Be strengthened by His grace. And you, dear children of God, will endure. Yes, you are the children of God. Be strengthened by the grace that is in Christ Jesus. In the name of Jesus, amen. May the peace that passes understanding guard your hearts and minds in the grace that is in Christ Jesus. Amen.
You have been listening to the live broadcast of the 8 a.m. Divine Service from St. Paul's Evangelical Lutheran Church, School and Early Childhood Center, 210 East Pleasant Street, Oconomowoc, Wisconsin, 53066. Our weekend worship services are 5 p.m. on Saturday evening, 8 and 10:30 Sunday morning. Thank you for joining us. Please join us again next week at the same time. We pray that our Savior Jesus Christ makes yours a happy and blessed week.